This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Who came along for the ride?
Yeah.
Inside.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Hollywood!
Hollywood!
This is good music.
Hollywood!
When you're in a Jeep or something, rumbling down the sand dunes, knowing you're about to hit the beach in about 5 minutes. Hit the beach, there's a big bonfire. A lot of happy people dancing around it. I'm sorry, I know a lot of folks are probably not Mystic listeners, and I'm just going to stop this at this point right now. But I can be in a bad mood, and this really makes me happy. Ant Farmer, who disagrees. Go ahead, Ant Farmer, you're on the air.
Alex, rather than thanking you like everybody else does, I'd like to know, how do you have multiple articles, multiple shows, specifically about cell phone and cancer, yet you make your listeners wait for almost an hour?
Well, I have never said that I'm not a hypocrite, but I think that hypocritical argument you just put out is crazy. How is it my fault that you are on a cell phone if you made that decision and not a landline? Or let's go further. I only made you hold like 5 minutes. You were given preferential treatment because you disagreed, and I always want to put the ignorance on display.
Sure. So there's other people that are holding, so I'll get quickly to my point.
Well, No. We're going to hold you over the next segment. Then we're going to get to Tom and Margaret and Blake and everybody, and then to David Knight. But let's lovingly walk through all this, can we? We're just a moment. I'll just have people disagree all day. That's really what wakes me up, because I mean, to interface with you is so freaky. You just claimed that I'm a horrible person exposing cell phone radiation, but then I'm getting people to contribute to using the cell phones. I've said Apple's one of the worst companies when it comes to treating its employees and its factory contractors, and I admit that I then have one because it's an easier operating system for me than a droid, and I use it for limited things, and I think it outbalances, because I use it for good, the photos, the videos I shoot, exposing the whole system. It's like if I'm a soldier on a battlefield and I pick up the enemy's weapon to use it against them, but I point out the problems with it, and I point out the issues, and I say I'm not perfect. So I can see some hypocritical argument there how I'm bad, but how in a million years is making you hold just a few minutes going right to you and that you disagree with me because I am making people fry their brains on cell phones?
I've called in before and waited over an hour, so that puts that to rest.
But you're in a victimology. You're probably a big liberal, and so you're mad that you've had to hold to be on the show. I mean, this is just crazy. You're like bitching about some side issue that doesn't matter. It's a popular show, brother.
Hey, I think I have a right to. I got 5 bottles of DNA Force in front of me. I think I have a right to be able to criticize.
Okay. Well, you have a right to criticize me anyway, sir, before you said you have 5 bottles of DNA Force, and I appreciate your support. Hold on just a second. You have a right to call in if you don't buy stuff from us, but let me just say something. Now, be honest. What did DNA Force do?
Haven't done anything for me yet.
And you really have, you have 5 bottles of it.
Hey, Alex, I quit smoking taking X2. Your listeners know me very well. Can I get to the comparison that I wanted to make between Black Lives Matter?
You can, but you're the one. Hold on. We're going to go over the break. I'm going to hold you because you got a cell phone there?
It's the only thing I have. I work. Am I supposed to use a landline when I'm a tradesman?
Well, no, but you could use – I do want to go more to Skype and stuff, so folks don't have to do that where they can just call in the main line. I think Skype can – or they've got computer phones they can call. Sir, I think it's a red herring, but I'm going to shut up, give you 2 minutes when we come back, I promise, to hear about this. I do remember you calling and saying, actually, help me quit smoking. I don't know how I did that, and I don't know how you can say Brain Force didn't do anything because you're like – he's got like 4.9 stars. You take 2 of them, you know. I want to climb the walls. So Ant Farmer, I'm going to come back to you, but hey – maybe everybody's different. You know, physiologies are different. Like, I told them when I had surgery a while back, you know, hey, it's hard to knock me out. And they said, oh, don't worry, he's in Ferrari. And then the guy came at the end and goes, no, it took double the Ferrari on you. I've hardly ever seen that. All right, we'll be back. Stay there, Ant Farmer.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
David Knight has a really timely guest coming on, an expert on driverless cars, a bunch of Tesla deaths last week. Military robotics makers see a future for armed police robots. We just saw this reported shooter in Dallas killed by a robot. So it shows where all of this is going. David's going to be breaking some of that down and more. It's going to be popping in here in just a second with us. But Ant Farmer, and to be fair, I get lost in the shovel sometimes and make mistakes. He was saying he didn't like DNA Force, that he didn't get any response from it, but that he did from Survival Shield Nation Iodine X2. Well, then he probably doesn't have nerve damage or other stuff, because DNA Force is patented, over 700 studies. The ingredients in it are patented, like the BioPQQ, the patented real one you can absorb. There are synthetic fakes that cost more than what we sell ours for. We buy it from Mitsubishi America, just that one ingredient. So that's a neurological super nutraceutical. I thought he said brain force. He wasn't getting an effect off that. Brain Force is strong, and I can't take more than one of them. Some folks take two or three and are literally climbing the walls around here, and it's a powerful nootropic. But I'm going to show about that. Go back to Ant Farmer. Ant Farmer, you said you disagree with me on the Black Lives Matter situation. Go ahead.
And I'll continue taking the supplements because I don't think you're lying about it. I don't think you're trying to farce people. But I think your best criticism is going to come from people who have been listening to you for 20 years.
I love people that call in and disagree. So just go ahead. I'm sorry.
Black Lives Matter has been around for about 2 years. They've generated tens of millions of dollars. They've had about 1,500 demonstrations. InfoWars has been around for more than 20 years. $110 million has passed through your hands. How many demonstrations have you had?
I think more money than that's come through here, probably. That's an old number. I mean, it costs millions and millions and millions and millions a year just to pay for bandwidth. I don't want to tell people. I mean, it's crazy, but we're very effective, and we're in an information war. We're changing the narrative. We're exposing larger operations. I've been out to many demonstrations. We've had hundreds of demonstrations. I'm going to Cleveland. I'm actually financing. You have to pay $30,000 for the police. I'm paying $10,000. The check was sent last week. I'm putting aircraft in the air. We just signed a contract to put trucks driving around all day with a huge Hillary for president all over Cleveland. I mean, I'm fighting. So I don't think that's fair criticism. I mean, but why am I being compared to Black Lives Matter? Black Lives Matter has the entire mainstream media backing it, and Facebook backing it, and Google backing it, and the White House, because it's creating division and distracting people of the red herring of police. I used to buy into this red herring of police. I started looking at statistics, okay? I mean, I've made books. I've made films. I've written books. Look, get to the heart. What is your criticism, Ant Farmer?
My criticism is this, is that we see your face every day, and just like you've said, you've admitted, there needs to be somebody else. It's not me, but I've been funding you, so I have the right to be able to say this without being told that I'm mentally ill or I have some kind of grudge against
you. I think if you're a mainline Black Lives Matter supporter, something's wrong with you. I mean, is that what you're saying?
Alex, what I'm saying is they're getting a lot more done in 2 years than what InfoWars is getting done in 20 years.
Okay, what are they getting done other than creating massive division, getting innocent people killed, and making the police not respond to inner city areas as crime rates double and triple?
So are you willing to tell me that every single person that you've seen at Black Lives Matter, even the white people, are murderers?
Are we talking about the same issues here?
You just said that Black Lives Matter are promoting murdering cops. Are you being specific to one person?
Yeah, I think the whole black nationalist movement, AP's got an article today, police agencies on edge, on guard amid heightened threats, attacks on police inspired or directed by militant groups. I mean, at the heart of this thing, even Louis Farrakhan, who used to get mad and say, if you kill us, we're going to kill you back. Well, yeah, the person that kills you for no reason, then yes, defend yourself. But even he's going, hey, well, we don't want a civil war. He sees what's going on. This is a plan to set black people up, okay? And so you're having a fundamental disagreement. Black Lives Matter is run out of the Justice Department, sir.
Well, sir, the 60-year-old...
What are they getting done? What are they getting done, Ant Farmer? What are they getting done?
The 60-year-old white woman that you see in the protest, she's getting more done than we are getting done in 20 years.
The woman with a Bernie
about
shirt?
Hillary Clinton lying and getting away with it over and over. I'm talking about your country bombing people as we speak. Sir, this is no longer about just chat like you say.
Listen, I mean, you're in Canada, and I hear your country. I mean, you know... this is a very illogical conversation, Ann Farmer. Does David Nine, I'm about to let him go take a few calls and hand the baton to you, but I promise get these calls. You want to say something to Ann Farmer? Am I missing it? Am I wrong? Because I'm not understanding what he's saying. Or maybe I'm missing the forest for the trees.
Well, let me say something about the protests. You know, quite frankly, there's a difference between activism and journalism. We keep a foot in both of those, but we're not wholly one or the other, okay? We do advocate for causes that we believe in. We do take a position. We report things. They report the facts, we try to cover the stories, but that's what we do to wake people up. I think we are having a difference here, but I disagree with him that Black Lives Matter has been a positive influence. They are promoting the kind of white skin privilege that Bill Ayers and Obama and all these 60 radicals that mentored him with the Students for Democratic Society, they all grabbed onto this white skin privilege. That's what I talked about Friday on the nightly news. They have grabbed this narrative. They have used it to foster division, hatred, and rebellion.
Look, the weathermen basically programmed Obama.
Yeah.
And they're now using the exact same playbook, but they're using the media to hype people up to do the stuff for them. It's
yes.
all the same terms. It's the same people.
Bill Ayers stopped
Bill
farming
Ayers
buildings and he
for
went
the
into
big
education.
Ford foundations. It's all a stinking plan.
Yeah. He stopped bombing buildings, Bill Ayers did, and his Weatherman Underground, okay? They stopped bombing buildings and they went into education. And what they have given us is the Common Core, the programming about white privilege. And what they're doing is they're using it to foster revolution. In Europe, they came after classism, okay? Different classes. They looked at it and they said, well, you know, America is pretty much a classless society, but we can exploit this division between black and white. And that's what they've done. And they said that at the time.
They wrote books about it.
And now we're seeing it brought to fruition. And he was in these institutions in Chicago working
Margaret
with
Sanger
Obama at the same time.
Wrote letters and wrote books saying we can't get the blacks. They've got their own communities, their own areas. We got to buy off all their preachers, teach them they're liberal, induct communism, and then we've got to break up their families because these things are weeds. I'm so sick of it. I'm telling you, folks, gibbering liberal professors, 9 times out of 10, are the most hardcore anti-human people. They hate black people with a passion. Oh, my God, I'm so sick of trying to explain this. I'm right, period, okay? It's been proven. It's an absolute fact. But they pay people all this lip service, how much they love you. I will talk to everybody straight, just like David will. And I'm just going to throw up. Look. In Africa, the UN will play one African tribe off against the other. In Europe, they'll play Catholic off against Orthodox. They will find the divisions, and there's always some real beefs on both sides, and play them off, okay? I want to take a few more calls. I'm going to skip the network break so we have more time for calls and David. But, David, we need to do a lot more. We need to do a lot more with them hiring W.E.D. Du Bois and hiring all the black preachers and her quotes. We've got to really educate people because we've got people tuning in and listening. But I tell you, George Soros, the Nazi collaborator, didn't help create Black Lives Matter and doesn't finance it because he cares about people. Tell folks what he set up in Ukraine. I mean, literal first president they put in walks around in black uniforms hailing Hitler.
And he called these color revolutions, and what he's trying to do here is have a revolution based on the color of skin. Okay, all these revolutions that they funded throughout Eastern Europe, they were based on different colors, a kind of tribalism, if you will. But look, this is a pattern that's been going on, and our educational system has been taken over by the federal government. That's what's wrong with it. And now they're moving to take even more control over our law enforcement. That's what's wrong with it.
And it's their training. It's their armored vehicles. Their so-called, this is all the global training.
Yes.
This is what turned our police into this. We're linked up on DrudgeReport.com, a story with the migrants, raping people all over. And it is just a true tragedy that this is happening. And now we have the French police saying migrant sex assaults could trigger civil war. That's been their plan all along. That's been their plan all along, David. And David, again, everywhere I go now, there are suddenly refugees all over Austin.
Yes.
Weldon went to the park. It was like 100-plus men, and the women had to all sit over here. And I go now, and the women are like sitting at the doorstep of businesses on the ground, and the husband goes in. I mean, it's like you tie your dog up or something. I just can't handle it, man. The left, I got to say, because I've never been on the left or right. I mean, they call me a right guy because I'm for guns and stuff. But the so-called left is just a very evil group of people. I mean, they really are. And I'm now realizing it's a lot of even their low-level people know this. They just want power, David.
It's always been about divide and conquer, Alex. And they can't get this done quickly enough with the people that they have here, the divide and conquer. So what they're doing is they're importing people who are going to come in and that in massive numbers, okay? And that's the problem with it. We can't assimilate people. We can't tell if the people who are coming in are even criminals or terrorists, okay? We can't tell. You can't even screen them for diseases. And so what they're doing is they're bringing this in, very rapidly trying to alter the basis of society in order to create conflict because they're bringing the people in such numbers that they cannot be assimilated into a melting pot. They don't want a melting pot anymore in America.
They want a divide and conquer pot.
That's right. And so that's why we've got the open borders. It's part of the globalist move to try to take down the West because, quite frankly, there isn't any opposition to their neocolonialism. Nobody has
the
strength to do it except the Western nations.
China is open splicing every creature you can imagine. Everything's going total robot controlled. The whole world's just falling to pure evil. And despite all of our problems and decadence, we have some of the culture and ideas that will block this dehumanization, and so we must be snuffed out.
Yeah.
The renaissance that ended slavery, the renaissance that worldwide empowered women, they've got to destroy it while they claim they own the mantle to it. It's the most classic takeover program ever. Let's take a few calls here. Who's been holding the longest? Let's talk to Tom in MASH. No. Blake's been holding longer than Tom. Blake, thanks for holding from Texas. You're on the air.
Alex, hey, real quick, I just wanted to respond to something Ant Farmer had said. I'm actually calling you from my cell phone, and I've got a Bluetooth headset. It's just just stethoscope material instead of a cord, and completely blocks radiation and keeps it away. As a matter of fact, I don't think there's a patent on this, so you could probably sell the daylights out of something like that if you ever decided to have something.
Brother,
like
you ought to get the patent. We'll license it from you and put it out. That's what we want to. Advance civilization and morals while funding our political ideas, and that's what we're all about, innovation, so we ought to do it.
Well, that sounds fantastic, yeah.
And well, that's his job to either radiate himself or not radiate himself. How is it my fault? It was a very liberal argument.
Yeah, right, absolutely. Right, absolutely, yeah, it's your fault. By the way, too, I'm a doctor. I put a lot of my patients on DNA Force who have statin-induced cardiomyopathy or pain all over their body, and I've had great feedback. I've just told them about InfoWars Store, and everyone goes on X2 also. It's great feedback. So anyway, just wanted to get that out there before I got to my main point. But wanted to say, what do you think of this idea? Because I know Roger Stone was trying to get together some speakers. I don't know if he's already got everyone booked. And I know even Donald Trump was looking at getting some people since Tom Brady had canceled on him and Mike Ditka had canceled on him. What about, this is a wild idea, but in light of the Dallas shootings, in light of the way the media is trying to divide everyone and put the idea out that Trump is racist, what about Louis Farrakhan? Having him speak on Trump's behalf. I don't know if he would do it.
I don't think he really endorsed Trump. I think he overall said Trump's right that we can't just bring in when Muslims are infiltrating terrorists, just not even vet them and then bring them in. Of course, we got to check them and stop terrorists because that's going to be used to scapegoat all the Muslims. And in the end, they're going to do that too. You know, it's they're bringing in the most primitive third world Muslims who are full of jihadis, and it's going to give all the other Muslims a bad name. I want to believe that Islam, you know, isn't radical in its orthodox areas, but I haven't really followed the whole Roger Stone thing. I'm going to speak next week. He asked me to. We don't need, you know, quote, names of people to speak at some rally for the First Amendment in case they try to steal the Trump deal. The RNC, I know, really puts pressure on people not to be involved with anything Trump, period. They're trying to block Trump getting control of the RNC when he's nominated. He doesn't get control of it until the last day. So there's an internal war trying to shoot down Trump, shoot down his people, tell other Republicans and people don't go speak at this thing. This is about the citizens. Diamonds and Lace is going to be there. I'm speaking. It's not even a, ooh, big deal, a rally, you know, and then, oh, my gosh, I speak to a crowd of, you know, 50,000 people or whatever, 20,000 people, whatever it is. It's about being on the street with the Soros people, against them, you know, the Black Lives Matter, the rest of it, forcing our First Amendment, videotaping the speeches, putting it out into cyberspace, and just being there for Cleveland as a force to cover what's happening and to speak out if things are stolen. But people always think one-dimensional, two-dimensional about rallies. Rallies are so important. No, putting out news articles that millions of people read every day, videos that millions watch every day, being on radio that millions listen to, And then coming to Cleveland for the First Amendment. It's about the citizens coming. It's about the citizens speaking out. It's about citizens going to Philadelphia and speaking out and pointing out what's going on and being part of the collapse of the dinosaur media. But great points, Blake. And I really appreciate your support and all the things you're doing. Thank you. But yeah, that would be a very interesting idea. Just the media gave the Louis Farrakhan interview that we did almost no attention. It was still seen by millions of people because they know how to deal with it. They want division. And they didn't know how to spin that one way or the other. So that's why they didn't cover that. Going back to David Knight, David, your take on that?
Yeah, Alex, I don't know what Donald Trump is going to do at the convention. My biggest concern is what he's going to do with the vice president. I would very much like to see Jeff Sessions. I don't really know anybody else that he would pick out of the Republican Party that I would feel very good about, because most of the people that are senior in the Republican Party are going to be pushing the kind of globalism and open borders and globalist trade deals that he seems to be at the core opposed to. So unless he gets somebody from outside the political spectrum, unless he gets somebody like Jeff Sessions, who has integrity and who thinks the Constitution actually means something and who's been a mentor to him for the last 8 months, unless he does something like that, I'm going to be very concerned about it.
Sure. What about Michael Flynn?
Well, again, there's an outsider, and I'm not really sure. I know he's a retired general. He said he was fired because he talked about Islamic jihad, and they didn't want to use those terms. That's a good point. I just hope he doesn't see a jihadi.
Well, here's the word, and this isn't from Stone, but I asked about it. He said, yeah, that's spot on. Sessions is not really at the top of the running anymore, just because if he ever spoke at one rally that somebody halfway sponsored, Hillary can, get mentored by a Grand Dragon, and the Democrat top guy can be a Grand Dragon or whatever. But if, Sessions was ever connected to some, nationalist group or anything, which he wasn't even part of, they could really turn that into something. I mean, Trump came and put out a star on something. They claim it's anti-Semitic.
Right.
So that's one thought against Sessions. I've looked into his history. I really don't see that. But they'll try to spin that like they did Ron Paul, claiming stuff in one of his newsletters. Flynn's right up there at the top of the list right now.
And, of course, there's this concern about Gingrich as well. But, the other thing, Alex.
Let me tell you, he picks Gingrich, I'm going to have a big problem with Trump.
Yeah.
I mean, Hillary's so bad that I'll still be for Trump. But let me tell you, I am going to be really upset.
Yeah. One of the things that I've tried to do, I've reached out to three different people who are trying to bring up this free the delegate idea. Okay, we've got the guy who filed a lawsuit in Virginia. We've got the lady out in Utah who has the organization. I've tried to reach out to the people who wrote a book, Curly Hoagland, and he's got an op-ed piece out on The Hill today. I've reached out to all of them in the last week. Total silence. Crickets. Come on. Talk to me about it. Let's talk about what the real justice is in this system. Are you going to shut down the votes of millions of people because you say you have a conscience? Let's talk about what a delegate really means. But they won't come on and talk about that. That's
well, sure, it's total spin where yeah. George Will says, we are the sovereigns, members of the party. We will decide, not a plurality of mere voters. I mean,
yes.
It was even mere. We are royalty. We're the sovereigns, and you're mere. I mean, actually using the imperial words, and people think that's arrogant. But if you go back to most societies, it was that arrogance that would con everybody to just stand down. We as Americans think of that royal arrogance as ridiculous, but more and more, we worship the royals because the TV told us to.
Yeah.
A lot of these callers have been holding a long time, but David's got a guest coming up. I apologize. We may not be able to get to everybody. KHI says they disagree, so I can give them about 30, 40 seconds here in a moment, but briefly, we only have this day left to get 20 to 40% off, depending on which package it is, on super high-quality storable foods. There's big discounts across the board on optics, shortwave radios, non-GMO heirloom seeds, Survival Shield X2, and there's free shipping on orders $50 or more, and there's 10% off if you sign up for AutoShip. A lot of big specials. That is today. Take advantage of it at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. KHI. From Minnesota. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex Jones. I just want to share some info, or at least at my constructive criticism with you. I am an InfoWars supporter. I have used some of the supplements that you provide.
Thank you.
But I think that what I would like to call you out on is I think that some of your rhetoric on race relations is further dividing what is already a dividing country. I will point out that.
Well, let me just throw this out at you, and you can get your number and call you back tomorrow. But David's about to take over. He's got a guest. I said this quick call. Eating around the edges, being all kiss butt. Oh, I'm sorry, Black Lives Matter. Oh, it's okay, blah blah. They're Justice Department run. It needs to be totally exposed. It's there to hurt people. It's a fraud. It's not going to make the police reform themselves. It's going to make them worse. That's my view. Go ahead.
But I would also say that not every Muslim is an Islamic terrorist. And I think the picture that you paint in white Americans' minds is that every black person is somehow affiliated with Black Lives Matter or
support. No, that is not what I'm saying, but that came across. That's not what I intended. If you want, you want to call back in tomorrow, you can get his number, John.
Alex Jones.
David Knight's taking over. InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder, another world, another time, his life was green and good, until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Monday, July 11th, 2016. I'm David Knight. I'll be your host for the rest of the hour. We have a very interesting guest. I've read a lot of his work for a very long time. Eric Peters, he has epautos.com. He's an independent journalist. And he writes about automobiles and mobility and liberty. He does it from a libertarian perspective. He's done this for 25-plus years as a columnist and author. He's worked for places that you'll recognize, like Washington Times, Wall Street Journal, Chicago Tribune, many others. He's got a couple of books, Automotive Atrocities and Road Hogs. His latest one is called Doomed, and I don't know if that's about the drivers, because we're seeing the last couple of weeks, there's been a rash of news about self-driving cars causing accidents, one of them fatal. And I would suggest that maybe we ought to stop calling them self-driving, because I drive myself. These are self-crashing cars. I think that's the way we ought to start referring to these things as. So we want to talk to him about what's going on with Tesla, the cars. Today we've had a third one, and I want to tell you about this one. This was on the Drudge Report. We've now had a third crash attributed to Tesla's autopilot. And again, that's something that Eric Peters has talked about, the fact that autopilot is really a misnomer. Really shouldn't call it that. Okay. Now, these are beta tests. If you do this in your Tesla, you have to acknowledge that you are participating in unproven software, that you agree with that, that you're going to take the risk to do that, that you're going to follow their guidelines. You know what? I didn't sign a beta release to be on the road with somebody who is doing a science experiment with their car. That's one of the things that I have a problem with. And before we had this rash of self-driving autopilot cars with Tesla, and of course the third one just happened this last weekend. This was in Montana. The guy was going along, he says, at about 55 to 60 miles an hour. He said that he did not have a center line. The car went off the road and hit the wood barriers on the side and essentially totaled his car, looks like, took off one side of the car. They have survived in this, but we see this over and over again. Even before we had the fatal accident that got so much attention, and again, it was a Navy SEAL. Isn't it interesting that somebody who lived a dangerous life doing all kinds of risky things would be lulled to sleep like, Ulysses going on to the rocks by the siren's home, be lulled to sleep by this idea of this safe utopian technology. So let's talk to Eric Peters now and get his take on this. Eric, thank you for joining us.
It's interesting, isn't it? There's a juxtaposition between this notion that human drivers are fallible and we have to get them out of the equation, but somehow technology is infallible.
Yeah.
And I think all of us who've dealt with a PC know that technology is far from infallible.
That's right. It's written by people, right?
Right.
People who are writing the software, they're okay, but not the people who are behind the wheel.
Well, I mean, if you think about this, you think about your computer that's in your home, that's on your desk, it's liable to getting software glitches and other problems, and it's in a very safe, controlled environment. It's on your desk. Now, the computers that control cars are in a moving vehicle that's being jostled around, that's subject to extremes of heat and cold, that's exposed to moisture and all of those other things, and problems are going to happen. And that's, you got that on the left hand, and on the other you've got this touted benefit of these self-driving or automatic driving cars, that you can take your eyes off the road and your mind off driving, and when the car then piles into a semi or an oak tree, somehow it's your fault for not having paid attention to what's going on around you. It's crazy.
Yeah, and that's what we're hearing from Tesla now in the wake of these accidents. Basically, it's not our fault. They misused the technology. We didn't make any mistakes. And yet what they did was they lulled people into this false sense of security. We've seen pictures of people going down the highway. I think it was in California with a guy totally asleep behind the wheel of a Tesla. People took video and put that up and says, isn't this scary? And it is very scary.
Well, it is very scary, and I find it very interesting that on the one hand, we are constantly lectured about the need to have ever-escalating safety on a variety of things. And yet here we have something that's demonstrably not just unsafe, but arguably reckless. And there's no hue and cry because, in my opinion, there's political pressure being applied to put these cars into circulation. Whereas, you know, if anything that involves us being able to control our cars, that's a different matter.
And that's a key point. You talk about that in your posting Along for the Ride at epautos.com. You talk about, let's talk first about autopilot and why this really is a misnomer.
Well, it's not autopilot. The car is not under your control, but it's under the control of someone. First and foremost, it's under the control of the people who designed the software and put the parameters into the computer that controls everything. And secondarily, it's under the control, potentially, of someone else in real time. People out there may not realize it, but every Tesla that's out in circulation transmits constantly to Tesla, the company, telemetry about your driving, about where you're headed, how fast you're going, and so on. All of these vehicles have that capability, and GM's OnStar system, for example, has that capability, and they can control your car remotely, and I really worry that potentially that is the long-term agenda with these things.
Absolutely. And they want to control not just your car, but they want to control you. You know, when we talk about gun control, we're talking about people control. When we talk about some third party or the government controlling your movement. That ought to make all of us why would people accept that? And yet we see that people really are happy and totally ready for this. I took a poll in New York as well as California, said people are totally ready for autonomous cars. This is the automotive establishment pushing this. This one came from Road and Track, that headline. Said 9 out of 10 New Yorkers, 86% of residents in California think that autonomous cars are a great idea. And there is a picture, I think, of that guy who was asleep in this car.
That may be true for city people in New York and L.A., but I think they've also been sold a bill of goods. I think that they have been marketed a kind of Jetsons view of this future where they'll be whisked along at great efficiency to wherever they want to go. It's not going to be like that. If you think about how traffic laws are right now, and if you think about what government generally does when it controls mobility or controls our access to it, it tends not to be speedy or efficient.
That's right. And you made an excellent point, I think, when you were talking about autopilot and the difference between real autopilot and an airplane. You mentioned the Jetson view of the world. When you're in an airplane, as you pointed out, autopilot, you file your flight plan with them. They keep all other planes a huge distance away from you, not only front and back, but altitude-wise and that sort of thing. So there's a tremendous spatial bubble put around you to correct for any error. And yet you can't do cars that way. Cars are going to be in very close proximity in a real-world environment, and there's going to be a lot of unexpected things flying in there. They freak out about the idea that they've got drones in the air around airports. I mean, that's the analogy would be is if you got, you know, a gazillion drones around the airport as their planes are trying to land. That would be a true analogy to what's going to happen with their self-driving cars.
Well, sure, but let's just, for the sake of discussion, say that it would be technologically feasible to do that. Would we want that?
Yes.
You know, I write often about mobility and its relationship to freedom, and that means our ability to just jump in our car on the spur of the moment, take a trip someplace without filing a flight plan, without getting permission beforehand. I think there is no way that this could be implemented technologically without requiring that everybody basically file a flight plan, and with our movements being not only monitored but completely controlled at all times.
Absolutely. We're going to see that just as we have seen the no-fly list, for example. You can put you on a no-fly list, put you on a watch list, and use that to apply punishments to you. You don't know that you're on the list. You don't know why you're on the list. You're not allowed to confront your accusers in a public and speedy trial. You're not allowed to call witnesses in your defense. They just put you on that list.
Yep.
Of course they're going to do that with a car. They're going to apply that kind of punishment to people, and they're going to do it if they say that you owe them money, for example. You owe the IRS or you owe somebody else some money. They will essentially put you under house arrest. It'll be very easy when they control all transportation. You pointed out that once you turn over that control, you said for an automated car to be safe, it's necessary, it is mandatory, that the caprice of human drivers be taken entirely out of the picture. So get ready. If you want to be safe, turn over all control of your movement to the government forever, forever.
It has to be that way. It's an either-or situation, as these accidents have proved. Either the driver, the human driver, is responsible for maintaining control of the vehicle and being aware of the driving environment and so on, or he's not. You can't have it in the middle.
Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about some of the crony capitalist aspects of this, because as we see this being investigated, we've already seen some charges, questions brought up about Tesla's S models and their suspension problems. And we learned just the last couple of days that to fix these problems, they were demanding that the owners first sign a non-disclosure agreement, that they not talk about the fact that they're having a problem with this car. That is totally unprecedented in the automotive industry.
To my knowledge, yeah. I've never heard of anything like that happening. And more significantly, and more interestingly, I think, the government apparently isn't too interested in that.
Yes, yes, because...
meanwhile, they're crucifying Volkswagen over a literally fractional difference.
Oh, yeah.
Tailpipe emissions for their diesel vehicles.
Absolutely. Yeah, you had another interesting comment on that. It was called Bank Run, talking about how they're trying to put Volkswagen out of business. And now we've had the state of California jump in with $86 million, which is like a petty change compared to what the federal government is trying to do to Volkswagen. Talk about that briefly.
Well, this, too, is unprecedented. I think the total liability, the number that's being bandied around now, is something on the order of $80 billion, not million, dollars total that will be involved here, not just in terms of the government's fines, but also potential litigation from class action lawsuits. And again, to put that into some kind of perspective, you might recall the Firestone Explorer rollover fiasco that happened back in the 90s.
That's right.
That cost Ford about $24 million. Or excuse me, that cost Ford $2.4 billion.
Mm-hmm.
And the prior exploding Pinto fiasco of the 70s, in which there actually were real victims, actually
yeah.
people who were hurt, that cost the equivalent in today's money of about $24 million.
Wow.
And nobody to date has produced a single actual flesh and blood victim, somebody who can, you know, who can say, hey, I was harmed by the fractionally increased emissions of these Volkswagen cars, which, by the way, would have been fully compliant with all the federal mandates that were in effect for, say, circa 2005 model year cars. And nobody's claiming that those cars hurt anybody either.
Well, here's another one for you, Eric. One of the first stories that I covered when I came here to InfoWars was the EPA hooking people up to diesel tailpipes at the University of North Carolina to try to show that they needed to have more stringent regulations on diesel fumes, on fine particulate matter. And so what they did was they went to Congress, and at the time the head of the EPA was Lisa Jackson, and she did a little dog and pony show that was prearranged with then Congressman Markey from Massachusetts. And he was actually leading her with questions and actually read some of her lines. That's how you know it was all coordinated yeah. ahead of time. And basically said, you're not talking about people getting sick here. You're talking about people actually dying from this. And she said, oh, yes. Yes, they will die from fine particulate matter. And very quickly, and it's more people dying from that than are dying from cancer. And then they took their own levels, and they exposed people to 72 times their maximum level, and they pre-screened to try to find people had respiratory and heart issues so they could create an event. And now we've got the same people coming out and saying, we're going to shut down Volkswagen because they disobeyed our laws. And that's really the issue, isn't it? They disobeyed their laws.
They disobeyed their laws. I mean, it's the equivalent, this cheating, and I put it in air quotes, of the emissions test is analogous to you or I having a radar detector in our car to avoid the speed traps.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Most people don't realize it, and I wish that Volkswagen had done a better job of explaining it. In fact, I wish the industry generally had done this, but all the low-hanging fruit has already been picked. The tailpipe exhaust emissions of any recent vintage car, whether it's a gas engine car or a diesel engine car, are effectively nil. 95% of what comes out of the tailpipe of a modern car is carbon dioxide and water vapor, both of which are inert gases that have nothing to do whatsoever with asthma or air quality issues. But they don't want to talk about that because then EPA would no longer have a reason to exist.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, when we look at this, we can also, you know, we can see the what many people call the regulatory captures. You pointed out the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration doesn't really want to see anything wrong with these self-driving cars because it fits so well with the government's agenda. You know, and I look at the regular mainstream automotive press, you know, like Car and Driver pushing this stuff, and I'm wondering, who are they going to be selling magazines to? Are they going to have, like, a Bus and Rider magazine in the future, you know?
I wonder what happened to those guys. You know, when I was a kid, I grew up reading guys like Brock Yates, who you probably
yeah.
know about.
Oh, yeah.
You know, guys who not only loved cars and loved mobility, but were car guys and who understood mechanical things and engineering things.
Yeah.
And the people that they've got covering the industry today are nothing like that, you know, except yeah. for myself.
Yeah, exactly.
And a couple of other people who have kind of become outliers off the reservation.
Yeah, I remember the motto we had, cogito ergo zoom.
Mm-hmm.
I wish that would fit on a license plate. Let's talk about the regulatory capture, though, with Tesla.
Sure.
Because one of the things I was really surprised when I went back and looked at this was the timeline. This fatal accident that we just recently had of the guy who now they're saying, no, we don't think he even had autopilot on after this has been going for about 10 days. This happened back on May 4th, and it was 54 days before the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration publicly disclosed those details. In the meantime, you had massive stock movements to the favor of Tesla. You had Goldman Sachs upgrading them to a buy. You had Tesla buying back its stock and making a $1.5 billion profit after they cashed that in so that they could then move on and try to take over SolarCity, which is about $2.8 billion. So you've got all these moves that are happening. They know about it. The NTHSA knows about it, but the public doesn't know about it in that time. I think that's pretty telling.
Well, it is, and it's the media's fault for not publicizing that, and it's an open question as to why they don't. It seems that they take at face value everything, every pronouncement that Musk makes is not examined critically and is simply transmitted to the public, whether by friends or other forms of media. And
yeah.
It's ridiculous. You know, the company, Musk does not sell cars. He sells carbon credits, which is an elaborate flapdoodle. It's a means by which to mulct the major car companies that do sell functionally viable and economically practical vehicles. In states like California and some other states, there are requirements that every automaker that does business in the state sell a certain percentage of so-called zero-emissions cars. Well, since only electric cars qualify for that, if you, as a car company, do not sell electric cars or do not sell a certain number of electric cars, then you got to buy the carbon credit from somebody like Elon Musk. That's how the guy makes his money.
Exactly. Even though his cars are incredibly expensive, and even though he just had a press conference not too long ago where he said, yeah, their first generation of cars, the Tesla Roadster, was total garbage and unsafe. That was his characterization of it.
To me, it's literally lunatic asylum crazy. You know, they tout these cars for their performance and their advanced technology and their sexiness. Well, you could say the same thing about a Porsche or a Lamborghini. So why aren't we paying people to buy Porsches? Is it not the same thing?
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's all about control. And the government is allied with them tooth and nail because they have always wanted to have control of our transportation. And it's not just the government and these car companies. Of course, it's also Uber. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Eric Peters.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June, that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
In the 1950s, Dr. Joanna Budwig had a 90% success rate curing people of cancer using fresh pressed flax oil and cottage cheese. The combination of dairy protein with unoxidized flax oil was able to restore oxygen transfer. It is now well known the cells of our bodies require unoxidized omega-3 and 6 seed oils to both attract and absorb oxygen. For the first time, there are seed oils with virtually zero oxidation, even after 1 year at room temperature. All other, quote, cold-pressed seed oils are structurally damaged and significantly oxidized by the time you consume them. Andrea's seed oils retain the correct shape, electron content, and information that is quickly communicated to all the cells in your body. By taking these sacred seed oils, your whole body will begin to use oxygen as the Creator designed it. Now combine this with our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein, and you have a winning combination to confer energy and health like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Eric Peters of epautos.com about the future of transportation, the future of freedom, quite frankly. Because if you don't have control over your movement, okay, you're essentially locked up. You're under house arrest. And that's what we're moving towards. We've always had the government want to control our transportation. And now they have the perfect vehicle, if you will, for it, the so-called self-driving car. We've been talking to Eric about the recent spate of Tesla crashes. But even before these last three crashes that have been blamed on autopilot, the one where the former Navy SEAL was killed as his car passed under a semi-trailer, 18-wheel truck, from the side, we also had before that, we had multiple cases where people reporting that autopilot not only did not do collision avoidance, but it sped up as it saw the situation developing. And so we have a different approach that's being taken by Tesla to put people out there in a beta test, putting them out there on the road, and they have complete protection from the federal government and its regulatory agencies. They're trying to override any concerns at the state level about the safety of these systems. A different approach is being taken by Google, who say they want to take complete control of your car, no steering wheel, no brakes, that's the only safe way to do that. And, of course, that's what they're eventually going to do, because that's what the government wants to do. Before we go back to Eric, real quickly, I want to let you know that we have our Independence Day mega sale ends tonight, and that is the massive discount off of multiple items. We've got 20% off Survival Shield X2, which is about to sell out. We've got 20% off Alexa Pure Air Purifiers, as well as 20% off Alexa Pure Water Filters, and we have 20 to 40% off InfoWars Select Storable Food. All of that is going to be ending tonight. Also, we have a new product, 25% off Go Smile Sonic Pro Teeth Whitening Toothbrush. You can read about that at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a new product, and we have an introductory special of 25% off. Using Go Smile, you can whiten your teeth up to 7 shades brighter in 30 days. The Go Smile Sonic Toothbrush vibrates an average of 27,000 times per minute for a super deep clean. It's a whitening gel that it uses, as well as a blue wavelength. You can read all about the technology, but you can find that at InfoWarsStore.com. Read about that and take a look at that product. It's now 25% off as an introductory special. Now, Eric, as we're looking at all this, there's a common thread that I see all the time. As the government wants to take control of our lives, they always promise us that we'll be safer if we just give up our freedom.
Sure.
Let's talk about that a little bit, and let's talk about the false trade-off in light of airbags. That's a good example of how the promise of safety is truly a lie.
Well, it's interesting. You'll hear the phrase used, if it saves even one life, then it's worth doing. Recently, well, I guess within the last 2 years, the feds mandated backup cameras in all new cars because there were a handful, literally a handful, of incidents where somebody didn't look before they backed up and they ran over a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, that's you know, well and good. Now, we've got airbags, which have killed people. These are mandated devices that we're forced to have in our cars. There are millions of cars, literally millions of cars out there with these defective Claymore mines in the dashboard that can kill you.
Yes.
I think the current death toll, I think 13 people have been killed. Many more have been severely wounded by these things, and they literally spew shrapnel. You know, people hear the term airbag, and they tend to think, oh, it's a pillowy, soft thing that keeps your face, you know, from being hurt by the steering wheel in a crash. Well, in order for it to work, it has to explode out of the dash with great force. They're very violent. And the engineers made this clear to NHTSA back in the 70s when this was first being proposed, and they were deliberately ignored.
Yeah.
First-generation airbags proved to be very unsafe. Second-generation airbags were better, but they're more complicated.
We're out of time.
We've got defective ones in circulation.
We're out of time, Eric. Sorry. Yeah, the bottom line is they won't even let us turn it off even when they know they're defective until they can get it fixed. That's the lie that they keep selling us. Thank you so much. Eric Peters, epautos.com. Join us tonight. InfoWars Nightly News. 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
For listening to GPN.